With us on the line is Jeff Fullman from OnSite Energy. Jeff, there's been quite a bit of interest in your new OnSite biodiesel maker you've got. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have three different machines. We got a 80-gallon processor, and that's called the Genesee processor, a 150-gallon processor, and that's going to be the Huron processor, and a 230-gallon processor, and that's going to be the Marquette processor. All three can take either yellow grease or fresh soybean oil and produce biodiesel with it. With just about 20 minutes of setup, and about 8 hours later, you have ready-to-use biodiesel.
Now, of course, at this size and this scale, this is probably for the folks who are going to be brewing it right on their own farm and using their own materials. Is that a fair assessment?
Yep, that's what we set it up for. We did a 3-year research study and with USDA and Michigan Corn Growers Association, so we've got a lot of farmers' input into it. That's why we put it there. We made a trailer available because we've had some farmers say, let's put it on a trailer so two or three of us can go in on it and we can just share it between each other.
Now, of course, you talked about it using soybean oil, some of the conventional feedstocks. In addition, you said you can use, old grease, restaurant grease, things like that. I would imagine there would be maybe some schools that could brew up their own biodiesel and from what they have left over at their cafeteria and then put that into their buses.
Exactly. We're actually working with a couple school districts right now here in the Flint area about doing that. That was something that after we got this all set up and done, a few of them contacted us and wanted to know a little more information about it. Like just last week, we went out and did a demonstration project with two local school districts here, and we also had the MTA here in Flint looking at possibly doing three processors right in their plant to do the same thing, cut down on fuel costs, and also get rid of some of this used oil out there.
As I remember, I think one of the comments that I saw that you made to the Flint Journal talked about, it's not very pretty, but it sure gets the job done.
Exactly. I mean, it's like all farm equipment. It's more industrial looking. It's got a lot of valves and stuff like that. Flint Journal had seen, that was our prototype. We've actually made it look a little prettier, but it's still something only a mother could love.
Well, and maybe a farmer, maybe a school administrator could love too.
Exactly. As long as we're saving the money, they're all loving us. So,
what makes yours different than maybe some guy who just has his own homemade biodiesel brewer that he's got in his garage or something?
We went into it knowing that there was other ones on the market that had turn valves, and we wanted to have something that was fully automatic where you can walk up, push a button, and walk away from it and not have to stand there. So a farmer could turn this on in the morning, and when he comes off out of the field, he's got a ready batch, just drain the glycerin, and he's ready to use biodiesel.
Put it right back into his tractor when he's done with the work of the day, and then be able to take that same tractor back out and keep working.
Correct. So that's what we're hoping for. Instead of having those turn valves that you had to stand there through the whole process, this makes it where you can walk away and still do your other work. So we know how valuable their time is.
Did you use like a computer chip or something to automate it? How did that work?
We actually teamed up with a local company here that set up with some timers and different things. I don't want to give too much information exactly how we did it, but they went through the process with us, and we showed them exactly how it had to be done, and they just made it where it works fully automatic now.
Excellent. Well, how big do you expect the market to be for your product?
We've had a lot of interest from the farmers, and then also with the school districts and the MTA. And short haul trucking companies were actually expecting to get in on this market pretty well. We've had a lot of interest in the last couple weeks since we actually launched our business. So,
how many of these can you guys build a year or a month? What kind of scale are you looking at to be able to produce these?
When we went into it, we're looking at about 500 a year. And if we need to get bigger, we definitely have the space to get bigger.
And I'm sure up in that part of the country, there's plenty of folks that that would love to get a job building those biodiesel makers if you can get this to take off.
Definitely. We've had a lot of people call us since our first article went into the newspaper about the biodiesel here in Flint wanting jobs. So we're definitely looking forward to putting some of these people to work up here.
Jeff, some great information. Anything else you'd like our audience to know about your on-site biodiesel maker and I guess what they should expect to see in the coming weeks, months, and years from you guys?
Just go ahead and check us out on onsiteenergyllc.com, and we'll keep on putting new postings up. We're going to actually be just posting a cost breakdown of using yellow grease, how long it takes it to pay off the machine and all that on our website, hopefully later today, if not today, tomorrow. So that's something new on the page that you can kind of see. Yeah, it's $12,000 for our smallest processor, but if it takes you only two and a half years to pay off, that's definitely going to be cost effective for you.
Sure, and I mean that would be the kind of cost you would expect to find in any piece of farm equipment or any piece of equipment for a school district or anything like that.
Exactly. So we got three different processes that we're hoping that people definitely want out on the market. And with the USDA, we definitely found a big industry that needs some fully automatic machines out there.
Joe Fulman from Onsite Energy LLC. Jeff, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.